Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. And guys, it is November. I'm so excited. It is my birthday month. Shout out to all of my Sagittarius queens and kings out there because this is our month. November 28th, mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. We're mixing it up today. It's a Thursday. It is November 2nd. Honestly, I could have recorded this on the first of the month, yesterday, Wednesday, hump day, if you will. But I feel like today is a great day because it was really freaking cold yesterday. And it's really freaking cold today, but the sun is out and she's shining and it's beautiful. I hope you had an amazing Halloween, had such a fun, safe, silly, goofy Halloween. I don't know if I mentioned in the last episode that we actually saw some people in our apartment complex setting up little tables, little buckets of candy and pumpkins. I almost said popcorns and pumpkins. And I was like, okay, Slay, what's going on? It didn't look like they were having any parties over the weekend or anything. So I was like, oh, period. People trick or treat in our apartment complex. So after we saw that, we ran our little booties out to the store to get some Halloween candy. And I might sound like a broken record right now if I already mentioned this, but you know what? Buckle up. We're here for a good time, not a long time. So we got some candy, which, by the way, a quality bag of candy, like the good candy. Me personally, I'm a sweets girl. I'm a sour candy girl. Tell me why the really good bag that at least me as a child would have wanted, it would have healed my inner child to have all of that candy, but you know what? You gotta have some control and everything in moderation, including moderation, besties. Anyways, it was all sweet tarts, like those nerd ropes, everything. It was like $20. But then if you go to grab the chocolates, it was like $10. And guess which bag Anthony grabbed for? I'm like, this is the difference between you and me. He grabbed the one that had Tootsie Rolls, Dum Dums, what's the other one? Junior Mints and Charleston Chews. I was like, the kids are going to hate us. So we also grabbed one of the Blow Pop lollipops. I love Blow Pops. I'm not a huge, what are the other ones called? Oh, the Tootsie Pops. I'm not a big Tootsie Roll lover girl, but I will say my newest candy hyperfixation obsession that I will be thinking about and it will be living rent-free in my head are Charleston Chews. Those are so good, guys. I slept on them for most of my life, but I'm happy to say that within the last year or two, I was educated and I love them. What's your favorite Halloween candy? Maybe I'll put that as the little question at the end of this, but you know what? It's not Halloween anymore. Maybe people are over Halloween. I don't know. Okay. I feel like my brain is playing a match of ping pong right now because I am just getting so excited. EDC is right around the corner. We leave in a week. In a freaking week. I have been prepping so long for EDC. Making candy, which as I've mentioned in previous episodes are the Ravers version of friendship bracelets. Like if you're a Swiftie, you went to the Eras Tour, or even when you were just a kid and you made friendship bracelets. It is a ingrained part in our raver culture, the candy kid staple. We got some string, got some fun, funky, fresh beads, the pony beads, letters, any type of fun beads. Slap those babies together on a freaking string, tie it around, and then what you do at a festival when you see someone that looks dope or you're just vibing together or you just want to be a little fairy, you go up to them, you do your little handshake. We have a cute little handshake that we do. It's peace, love, unity, respect. I'm going to talk all about this on next week's episode, which I'm pre-recording these episodes because the next time we talk or the next time that you're listening to this, not even the next time, when you're listening to this, it'll be, let's see, what date will that be? November the 7th. So we will be about ready to leave for EDC. And then I'm pre-recording another episode for next week that's going to be launching on November 14th. I know myself, and if I don't pre-record an episode, I am going to be not giving you the best of me. And you guys deserve the best. You are my best friends. We are all cultivating this amazing community together. And another reason why I'm so excited is, like I said, it's my birthday month. Today's topic is all about how to revamp for the new month. There's 12 months in a year. There's a first to every single month. Why not embrace it and have a cute little ritual that you do on the first of the month? Does that sound like a fun thing? Does that sound like something we can do, besties? I'm going to tell you all about my new month prep and things that I want to integrate into my first of the month, if you will, because I am not perfect. I am only human. I do not do these things every single month, but I have created a list of things that I think will help to create the perfect start of the week and just really get you excited for the new month. And you know what? It's Christmas, baby. Merry fucking Christmas. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Where are my ho, ho, hos at? They're all right here listening to It's Nap Time. I know they are. I know you are. So let's get into it. Oh my gosh, I'm showing you guys a completely different side of me. But I love you. So let's get into it. The new month prep. Like I said, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Now, I'm not skipping Thanksgiving. I'm not someone that just hates Thanksgiving. I myself am a Thanksgiving baby. Thank you very much. I was actually due on Christmas and I was born the day after Thanksgiving. I like to tell people, and I love to say this when I was a kid, that my mom's belly was too full from her Thanksgiving dinner and there was no more room for me. I had to be born. And so I was November 28th at like 5 or 6 in the morning. My parents can't tell me a definitive time because my mom had kind of a traumatic birth story with me, but that's for a different topic, a different episode. Today, we are talking about all things the new month prep. So, number one, make sure that you are doing some laundry. Cleaning up your space. Now, cleaning might not feel like the best luxurious thing to be doing, but for me, once I get into the cleaning habit, not even habit, once I put in the load of laundry, I feel a lot better about myself. There are people that either love the dishes. Well, I'm not going to say love the dishes. There are people that can tolerate the dishes more or the laundry. Growing up, I never cared about doing the dishes because, oh, hello train, choo-choo, bitch. Doing the dishes doesn't bother me because that was one of my chores as a kid, and I wanted to make sure that my utensils, my cups, my plates, my bowls, anything I was eating out of were clean, that they were spotless. And we can all thank my father for that because that man always makes sure that everything is clean too. I love my mom, but if you know my mom and dad, you know that my dad is the one who does the dishes more. Anyways, little Cinderella moment, if you will. I do not like the laundry. I have always been a laundry hater, and my mom was always amazing at the laundry, so that was something that she did for me as a child, as most mothers do. But now, as you see, I have to be my own Cinderella, and it is not just me that is living here. I am cleaning for two. Anthony does help with most things, but I'm going to flame him a little bit right here, so if you're listening, babe, the truth hurts. I do the laundry in the house, okay? He does most of the cooking. I will help with sides, but he is a bit of a control freak in the kitchen. He's Italian, you know, like, he wants to do the cooking, and he is so anal about his food. Anyone that knows Anthony knows that he is very anal about his food, and it's just better to leave that to him. So, you know what? My specialty that I have had to learn to love and really just be very frequent and habitual with is the laundry. So, long story short, make sure that you're getting in some loads of laundry. If you're like me, you might let it pile up after a few days. Me personally, we have a hamper that has two different sides. One is for clothing, one is for towels. In a perfect world, I would have three little bins, towels, one for me and one for Anthony, because I work from home, he goes to work in the office, and then we both work out. So honestly, between the clothes that both of us racks up, he racks up more clothing and his inevitably are dirtier. So I am constantly doing his work pants, his company clothing and whatnot, you know, just being wifey duties with a girlfriend title. The next thing, just following off of that, piggybacking off of that, if you will. What was that people would say in Socratic seminar? If you had to do Socratic seminar, you were in AP English, even regular English, you know, you'd all sit in a circle, you walk in your classroom, you see all the tables are in a circle, you know shit's about to go down. And if you didn't read the passage or the book or whatever you had to read that evening before, you were fucked. And you had to say, piggybacking off of that, I really liked that, following that, and just bullshit your way through it and just honestly hope that someone says something that you can at least have an opinion about. But anyways, dishes. Do a load of dishes. You will feel so much better when you don't have dishes cluttering up in the sink and on the counter. And then you know what we're going to do? Once we have the dishes cleaned up, put into the dishwasher, have a load running, we're going to wipe down the counters. Now, I live in an apartment. We don't have that much counter space. It's actually something that is becoming my 13th reason. We don't have a lot of counter space, so some stuff is jam-packed on there, which means that we are going to have a lot more places for spillage, not because we have a lot of counter space, but because we don't have that much room to put things on. So I am constantly wiping up things and just cleaning the counters. You can either get a spray and do this, get a paper towel wet and wipe it around with it, or something that I always loved. I always knew that it was going to be a cleaning day when my mom had the kitchen sink plugged with one of those little water stopper things so she could fill up the sink water and had some soap in there. What was it? Fabuloso? I don't know what it was, but it smelled so good. And every time I smell that soap, it just reminds me of my childhood. Fill it up with some soap, make it like some soapy water, dip the towel in there, and wipe your counters. If you really want to get spicy with it, clean your floors. If you have a lot of carpeting, vacuum. We do not have a lot of carpeting. Only one of the rooms in our apartment, which it's only like three rooms, has carpeting. And honestly, we don't really have a use for a vacuum. We should probably get one, but we primarily use the Swiffer and a broom because of Peach's litter. It just kind of gets everywhere. Another thing that we're going to do, and this is probably something that you could even do first just to kind of get it out of the way, do your bedding. Clean your sheets, clean your blanket, your comforter, clean your pillowcases. You deserve it, honeys. I think that cleaning your bedding is more of a act of service and a love language for yourself, for your partner, for anyone that's living in the house than doing the laundry even, because you're sleeping on the bed every single night. It's something that you are going to wake up in, something that you fall asleep in. You want to make sure that it's feeling cozy, clean, and just refreshed. I know a lot of people say that it's super smart to have two different sets of sheets so that when one is being washed, you can throw the other one on the bedding. But you know what? I don't have two sets of sheets that I really like. One is, I just don't like it, so we don't use it, but it's put away. But if you do have that second set, go ahead and throw it on. And you know what? Like I said, since it is Christmas season, because Christmas is a season and not a day, if you will, go ahead and throw on some decorative sheets if you have them. Me personally, I need to go get some. And I don't know if I've mentioned this in the last episode, but it is something that I think about and feel very passionately about. White sheets. I will never put white sheets on, but for some reason, the idea of having white sheets with little snowmans or Christmas trees on them just sounds so adorable to me. So maybe I can find that in like a comforter or some pillowcases, but wash your bedding. You will thank me and thank yourself, most importantly, later. Once we have the counter cleaned, this can even be before any laundry, go ahead and put on your favorite candle. Is it put on, burn, light? Go ahead and light your favorite candle. Or if you have a candle warmer, go ahead and drop some of the little wax melts in there and get it freaking going. Set the vibes and just be in the moment of cleaning. I also saw that when you're cleaning, I saw this off of TikTok. If you're cleaning and like doing the bathrooms and just honestly doing anything involving cleaning, get a cute white little dress. Something that, I mean, you don't really mind getting dirty, but if you're cleaning, I feel like it would be just so elegant to have on a cute little cleaning dress that you can designate. Have some little socks that you can match with it and just feel so pretty and elegant. You don't have to. If that's not your vibe and you want to just do it in a big hoodie and boxers and fuzzy socks, go for it, because baby, that's me most days. Comfort is key. If I'm going to be living on this earth, you better bet your bottom dollar I am going to be comfortable. I think we've finished most of the basics of the cleaning your area around you. Oh, your nightstand. Tidy it up a little bit. I'm not telling you that it needs to be empty, but tidy it up a little bit. If you have trash cans, like mini trash cans with trash bags in them, go ahead and empty them out. This is kind of sounding like a spring cleaning, but if you do this at the beginning of the month, and honestly, like, you probably should empty out your trash cans more than once a month, but if you don't get that much trash in them, to each their own, this is just something that you can make sure that you're doing on the first of the month for that little reset. So go ahead and take out those trash cans. If you have a boyfriend, make him do it. One thing I will stand by, women are not taking out the trash, okay? Okay. If I'm doing the laundry, you're taking out the trash. Now, depending on how your day is looking, this is an amazing day for an everything shower, okay? I'm talking head to toe, bitch. Your hair. Shampoo, conditioner, mask, hair oils. Get that scalp massage, that scalp scrubber going. Get that lather in, okay? We're going to do a body scrub. We're going to put on our, not put on, we're going to put on our favorite body wash and wash our body with it. We're going to use one of those body scrubbers. Now, I hear that loofahs are canceled. Haven't used one in a while, but I picked up one at CVS and I saw something about all the bacteria that it holds. I said, interesting. Throw that bitch out. Kind of like beauty blenders. Beauty blenders scare me, but I'm always buying them. And I'm like, how long should I keep this before I throw it out? Because I always see that people are like, oh, rip open your beauty blenders. It's going to be mold. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to throw that bitch out. Okay. Okay. But I have one from Amazon, not a loofah, a body scrubber. Like, it's like a long pink stick thing with like bristles on it. And it just helps rub everything in, you know? So we're going to do the body wash. We're going to do the body scrub. I love me a Tree Hut scrub. Get one of those exfoliating brushes. They kind of hurt, but you run it under hot water and you are golden, baby. Then we're going to shave head to toe, whatever you feel like shaving. But everything shower for me is head to toe, bare skin, baby butt soft. Okay. Don't forget your face wash. If you are a in the shower face wash girly, or an after shower or before shower, whatever works best for you. This is also a great time to do your gua sha. Gua sha? You know what I'm trying to say. You already have the hot water going, the steam, everything. Be in that moment. Be that girl, because you are the main character. You are that girl. Okay? I think that's everything in the shower. We're going to get out of the shower. We're going to put in our little hair towel. We're going to put on our fuzzy body towel. And then we're going to swap to a robe. If you don't have a robe, get a freaking robe. If you're not a robe girly, fine. Get a towel that you really love. A nice, cozy towel. Not one of those short towels, okay? I'm 5 foot and I don't even fuck with those short towels, okay? And then we're going to, if you like body oil, go for it. Go for it. Honestly, I've never had a body oil, but I do have the body sculptor, the Le Spoon. From the Skinny Confidential. I love Mother Lauren Bostick. Literally, shout out Lauren Bostick, the Skinny Confidential, everything. Also listen to their podcast, him and her. Anyways, you're going to put on either your body oil or your moisturizer. You're going to put on your deodorant. You're going to put on a nice body mist, body fragrance. Even if you like the Sol de Janeiro, do the little hair motion. Do the little hair bit. Do the little hair fragrance. Body fragrance. Lather yourself up. This would be a great time also to cut your nails, file your nails, do whatever you like to do to your nails. Honestly, I used to be a huge acrylic girly, and the only reason why I stopped, or why I've kind of broken that cycle for the last few months, is because I have not found a nail artist that I love out here. And my favorite nail artist ever, my nail tech, was absolutely the best. The best. Kim, shout out in Surprise, Arizona. She was the best. And then we moved, and I just haven't found anyone that I truly love here. I mean, there are so many amazing nail techs out there, don't get me wrong, but I'm a design girly, and some people get very upset over the designs that I sit down and show them, but I understand not everyone fucks with it. Anyways, do your nails, get yourself all lathered up, feel amazing, feel lovely, feel beautiful, feel confident, okay? Now we are clean. Go throw on some fuzzy socks or some slippers. Put on your favorite outfit. Me, I have so many favorite cozy outfits. More favorite cozy outfits than favorite going out outfits. Is that 24? You know what? If that's what 24 is, I'm not mad about it. Because I have amazing crew necks, hoodies, cozy pants, socks. I need to find some good boxers. Like, I always just steal Anthony's boxers, but I need some of my own, okay? Now that we are all cozy and clean and feeling our best, most radiant selves, do some skincare if that's your prerogative. I am a huge skincare girly. I will do all the steps. I will take all the time. I will use all of the tools. So go ahead and do that if that's something that you like to do. And then now we are going to sit down, take out a pen and paper, our journal, our computer, our phone, whatever we're going to use, and just write down how you're feeling. Write down how you felt about last month. Write down your goals and your aspirations and just ways that you want to feel. Now that you've done that, I know journaling isn't for everyone. Sometimes it can stress you out because you feel like you have to be perfect. But journaling is not that. It's just getting thoughts down out of your head, doing a little brain dump to make yourself feel better. Because sometimes all of those thoughts being welled up in your head are toxic and just not good for you. Get it out, bitch. Get it out, okay? Say it with me. Get it the fuck out. Now that that's done, let's see. What else can you possibly do to have a monthly reset? We did the cleaning, we did our sheets, we did our laundry, we did our dishes, we took a shower, we wrote down and essentially manifested. If you have a good book, get that out. And if you don't, get one. If you like reading, I kind of fell off the path of reading, but since doing the 75 hard, which today in current time, November 2nd, is day 50. One, let me see. Day 52 of the 75 hard, guys. I'm almost done. I'm so proud of myself. Literally so proud. These last 52 days have flown by. Anyways, grab a book. If you don't have a book, put on your favorite show, put on your favorite movie, do whatever relaxes you. You know what? Now we're going to focus on us. We're going to relax. We're going to put on our comfort show. We're going to do mindless activities. This would be the perfect time, you know, to hit your CBD pen, smoke a J, whatever is your prerogative. You know what? Maybe you should have done the smoking the J before the shower, but to each their own. And we're going to get our favorite drink. We can do this at any time of the day, but get your favorite drink in your system. Coffee, tea, soda, I don't care. Even if it's a martini, I'm not here to judge. Just because I'm doing the 75 hard and I'm not drinking for these 75 days, that doesn't mean you can't. That doesn't mean I won't be pounding shots the day after the 75 hard, because 1 to 2 days after I'm turning 25 and I am going to want to enjoy myself a drink, a little drinkity drink. And you know what else I'm going to enjoy? A Dr. Pepper, okay? Because my veins want to be pumped with Dr. Pepper so bad, but I have been controlling myself and I've been drinking poppy, which I haven't even had of the last few days. I hope you guys don't mind me just being all over the place. I told you my brain is a ping pong match right now, but I kind of love it. I kind of love that you guys are just getting, you're just getting Natalie in her truest form. And like I said, I'm just so excited about EDC. So that's like, has me feeling like a kid on Christmas. And we're setting up for Christmas so soon. I just took down our Halloween decorations like earlier this morning. So I'm so excited. I am looking at the pumpkins though, and there's flies getting around them. Ugh. Get away. They're on the little pumpkin that we got from Target, a little mini orange pumpkin that has Frankenstein painted on it. So rude. Get off of him. Get off of him. Anyways, I'm so glad that fly season, little fucking fruit fly season is basically over. We have these little bug lights that we plug in and bugs just kind of come to them. It's disgusting, but you know, it gets the job done. Anyways, back to the topic. I think we have pretty much covered everything for a new month prep. If there's anything else that you want to do and throw in there, if you like to meal prep, want to cook your favorite dinner, want to cook your favorite meal, want to order takeout, do whatever makes you feel best and just allow the first of the month to be such a selfish time for you. And listen, cleaning might not sound like a selfish thing, but you are doing something for future you that you will, I'm telling you will be thankful for. Like I said, you can thank me later. And most importantly, you can thank yourself later. And What's one last thing? Oh, yeah. Put on the It's Nap Time podcast. Obviously, you're listening to it right now, but catch up on some episodes. Put on your favorite podcast. You can do this while you're cleaning. Put on your favorite music. Make a perfectly curated playlist for different emotions, different moods, different vibes, different days of the week, if you will, if you even want to go there. One of my favorite things in my early college days was creating playlists just for like every single feeling. I probably need to get back into that because I've really been in a big podcast swing over the last like year or two. I love listening to podcasts and I just spend way too much time on TikTok, but when my favorite creators go live, I have to join because I just feel like I'm on FaceTime with them. And I feel like, and I hope that that's how it feels for you guys when you're listening to the podcast. I love you guys so much. And just, the episode's not over yet, but I just want to tell you guys how much I love you and I'm so thankful for you guys always being here. It just is truly one of the highlights of my week, and I just feel like ever since starting this podcast, it has really helped me just fall back in love with life. Hee hee. Shout out to, what was that, episode 10, 11? This is episode 14, by the way. We are progressing and growing so fast. I love you guys. And if you have any other ways that you like to do your new month prep, honestly, I've gone through everything on my list and the things that I like to do to make myself feel like a human again. But if you have anything else, feel free to message me on Instagram and I will definitely share on the Instagram story. Another little thing that you could also do for your new month little reset is mindless activities. Like I said, if you don't have a show or a book that you like to read, if you like to color, if you like to draw, if you like to paint, I really love doing things like that. Just creating, even baking. I just love doing things with my hands. It just makes me feel like very productive, even if that doesn't include making my bed in the morning. But you know what? If you do your sheets in the morning, you get to skip that step. You get to pass through go and skip that entirely because making your bed can be a bitch in the morning. I'll be the first to admit it. I do not always make my bed in the morning, but it is something that I am working on. And you know what? Maybe with those Christmas sheets, I will start making my bed in the morning. Now, let's have a little controversial topic really quickly. When do you guys put Christmas up? Because like I said, Christmas is going up today. I'm putting up our little mini Christmas tree, and then once we get back from EDC, we're ordering a bigger Christmas tree because our little Christmas tree is like 3 feet tall. It's a baby. It's our first Christmas tree ever. So we're going to get one that's at least 6 to 7 feet. We have high-rise ceilings for a reason. We got to use them, you know? I also just want to say thank you to everyone that did send a submission for the roommate horror stories. They were so fun to read, and I'm definitely going to be doing more submission episodes. I just need to think of some really good topics for you guys to interact with and share on. I really thought that the roommate horror story would be so awesome for Halloween. I'd been waiting to do a roommate horror story, but I thought it was just so perfect for Halloween. And I also did notice that the podcast, since we do release on Tuesdays, let me see and look at my calendar here. Not this episode, not next episode, not the episode after that, but the episode after that will be released on my birthday, which is very, very exciting. Seems like Tuesdays are just falling on the best days ever. And then Christmas is a Monday, so I will definitely be recording that episode before that Monday because Mondays are typically my record days. Well, now I feel like I'm just rambling on and on and on, but we're best friends, and I feel like we're just sitting here on FaceTime, and I'm just telling you every little thought that pops up into my brain. So I'm probably going to cut it here. I like to keep these episodes kind of short and sweet and bite-sized and not an hour plus long. Maybe in the future, but for right now, I think our sweet spot is between 20 and like 35 minutes. So thank you guys so much for being here and hanging out with me. You guys are truly the best. Thanks for allowing me to be my most authentic and genuine self. I love you guys so, so much. Know that you are so loved, wanted, and needed, and you have such purpose here on earth. I promise you that. If you are ever doubting it, just come listen to an episode so I can just shower all my love on you. If you want to connect, my personal Instagram is Natalie X Palik. The podcast Instagram is It's Nap Time Podcast. My TikTok is NataliePee012. I've been posting the 75 heart updates mainly on my TikTok. I'm trying to build that up a little bit more. I just feel like the TikTok community is so much more interactive and fun than Instagram. Sadly, Instagram is high key dying out, but we've all known that. So I love you guys so much. Please, please, please leave a rating and review. It really does help the podcast out so, so much. Thank you so much to everyone who has already done so. Like I said before, I am working on getting this on the Apple podcast platform. I am a Spotify girly, so that's why this has just been the main outlet, but I know there are a lot of Apple podcast girlies out there that are only Apple, but you know what? My Spotify people are where it's fucking at as of right now. So, like I said, I love you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I hope you have an amazing week, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.